This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so since the start of the pandemic, people have been wanting to fight COVID. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Just because somebody wants to look at ivermectin or look at hydroxychloroquine, it doesn't mean they're a bad person. It means they want to live. They've been waiting for therapeutics. I think in my neck of the wood, we got 125 doses of Paxlovid that just came in yesterday. That's fantastic. But in a city of 2 million, 125 doses, and I mean, it's just taking its sweet old time. People want to live. And when the public is panicking about COVID, it's because for the past 2 years, we have told people you could die. You have to wear a mask. You have to bunker down. You have to close your business. Kids can't be in school. This can kill you. And it has killed over 800,000 people, we believe, also with comorbidities, but we do know COVID is deadly. We've seen it be deadly. So when you tell somebody that it's a deadly virus and they have to get vaccinated, they have to wear a mask, then don't get mad at them if they want to use a therapeutic or they want to, you know, take a medication that could possibly help them. The problem is when Trump had brought up ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, immediately got politicized, and if anybody else brought it up, even in the medical community, they were considered loonies, or they were just vilified. Meanwhile, patients were getting it from other doctors. We were seeing its use in other countries. A study in August said, look, we do see potential. I mean, lots of studies have come out talking about its potential. So there has been a call for people to look at ivermectin. Now, many of you ask, how does ivermectin work? Well, remember we talked about how it could disrupt the way the virus takes over a cell and makes the cell do what it needs to? For those of you that want the more specific sort of mechanism, in Nature.com, a report published last month said it targets the IMP alpha component, ivermectin, in the presence of a viral infection. It targets the IMP alpha component of the IMP alpha beta 1 heterodimer and binds to it. Okay, does that clarify? Yeah, see, I told you. It has to do with the dimer. I love the word dimer because you could add a little twang to it. Dimer. Anyway, it prevents interaction with the IMP beta 1, subsequently blocking the nuclear transport of viral proteins. Basically, what that means is the cell could then do its normal antiviral response. Because remember what happens with COVID, it hijacks the cell. Ivermectin interferes with the hijacking. It's like a double negative. So the cell could still go about and protect itself any way it can, or prevent the COVID virus from doing more damage or taking over or making more than virus. So ivermectin has been, just like with hydroxychloroquine, everybody's like, where is hydroxychloroquine coming up? What is the mechanism of action? Well, in a study from Glasgow 2 weeks ago, they said what it does is as the COVID hits the receptor and the cell may engulf it, and there's an endosome. They think the hydroxychloroquine acidifies that endosome so that it's not a very successful entry. So the researchers are, it's not just, oh yeah, something works. I mean, they are really studying it. So now the University of Minnesota, which we spoke about, is studying ivermectin. I think they're also studying metformin. They're studying fluvoxamine, the antidepressant Luvox, and they're reviewing three common drugs to see their role. And many providers are like, hallelujah, this can't come quick enough, you know, especially if the study is promising. I'm telling everybody to hold your horses, because think about what could happen. If the University of Minnesota comes out, and they won't say this, and say, oh my gosh, ivermectin is the best thing since sliced bread. You have families of 860,000 people who have died that are going to be ticked off. Ticked off. And all this time, you know, I mean, I couldn't even imagine the lawsuits when patients have been begging for ivermectin, them not getting it, and all the vilification of Trump and anybody who even wasn't even conservative or Republican saying, look, maybe we should look at this. There's going to be a lot of heat. My guess, just based on the clinical trials and based on the previous evidence, my guess is the University of Minnesota will at best come out with, look, guys, it looks like we do see some promising results, some mild to moderate efficacy with ivermectin. And ivermectin, this is my prediction. Okay, I'm not saying we don't have the results yet from their trial. But at best, if they do find a positive outcome, they're not going to say, oh my gosh, we should have used this since day one. They're not going to say that. They'll say, we've seen a mild to moderate improvement in patients. We think it could be an adjunct to the regimen currently used to treat COVID. That's going to be at best. At worst is it didn't do jack diddly squat. People actually died from it. I'm not expecting that. But I am expecting them to kind of echo some of these other studies going, yes, we are seeing a therapeutic benefit. But it's going to be a very soft spoken conclusion because I think the world is going to go crazy. Ivermectin, you can't get ivermectin. People are trying to buy it up, you know, and again, you know, even though they found mechanism of action and they've studied it and we've had some promising results, the FDA would have their work cut out for them having to then approve it or give emergency authorization. Because the other thing, too, also is if the University of Minnesota, this would be one of the very few American-run studies that they could then allude to. So it's I'm just glad that somebody's looking at it and that they aren't just saying, well, because Trump brought it up, we're not going to touch it. You know, another study that I think would be so easy to do that somebody should do is anybody throughout the pandemic that was on Plaquenil or was on hydroxychloroquine, all right, look at who was on it and if they died from COVID or had severe COVID infection or not. Easy. If a lot of people still died and had it, then you could say, look, they were on hydroxychloroquine, might not have worked. If they didn't, then maybe it did work. And then go from there. So we'll see what happens. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you listen to our show when we're not live. And so sometimes we have calls on. You could still leave a call or a message on our answer line. Let's go to those and see what we have. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
You had a doctor on now. One of the things you never talked about was those that have had COVID already and have immunity towards it now. I hear, get vaccinated and all the stats on the unvaccinated, but so many have had COVID. I didn't hear that at all, so I'd love to hear that topic on your show. I appreciate your time. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. It's a shame. I wish you... I might have had a guest on when you listened to that, but we talk about natural immunity a lot, and we talk about previous infection. So I'm sorry you might have missed some of the other segments where we do talk about it, because we do talk about it a lot. But I'm glad you brought it up, because it is something that is on everybody's mind. Most of us got Omicron. If not, if you haven't gotten it yet, you're going to. whether you're vaccinated, whether you're unvaccinated, whether you've had the booster, whether you didn't have the booster yet, there's a good chance you're going to get Omicron. Now, with that, though, that has made me have to kind of eat a little bit of crow when I've been for years saying, look, you know, if any of us do get it, we're going to have natural immunity. We're going to have natural immunity. And I had to eat a little bit of crow. Now, I have no problem doing that on air because I'm hungry. I'll eat crow. I just won't eat bats. Although I do want to try bat soup. I really do. For some reason, it just kind of sounds like it's going to be really, really hearty, you know, kind of tangy. I don't know. But when I had patients who had Delta and then turned around and got Omicron, I was like, damn. Because I was hoping that if you did get COVID, this natural immunity would be strong enough such that you wouldn't get the other strains. Now, can I say for 100% certainty that the natural immunity kept them out of the hospital? I'd love to, but I can't. But maybe. I mean, people who got Delta, when they did get Omicron, it seemed to be just as mild with the patients I saw throughout the last 6 weeks, you know, as those who didn't, that weren't vaccinated. And we just spoke about T-cell immunity and how the T-cell immunity is the non-vaccine immunity and how the T-cell immunity in one study has now been found to last over a year. Just to quickly review, you have an innate immunity with a bunch of cells like macrophages, neutrophils, basophils, eosinophils that will fight and kill off a pathogen. That's the innate immunity. You inherit it. You have it as first-line defense. And then you have the adaptive immunity, the immunity that has to adapt and learn. Your B cells look at a pathogen, learn it, or they'll be trained by a vaccine. Your T cell immunity, though, will either directly kill or it'll help the B cells. So there are so many different cells that are non-vaccine regulated that are important for your immunity that you can't ignore natural immunity. And that's something we've spent time throughout the pandemic speaking about. But I keep getting asked this, and as our caller brought up, now that we've had COVID, are we good? Or how much protection do we have having had COVID? Well, as we had said, that one study found T-cell immunity to last over a year. A study in March of 2021 said the immunity lasted about 86 days. So what we've learned about natural immunity is it will wane as well. And even if we didn't have a scientist say that, we have seen in our vaccinated population and our unvaccinated population, people getting Omicron. So that means we were all right and we were all wrong. We were all right in that just because you got the vaccine, it doesn't mean you're not going to get COVID and you're not going to spread it, which is why I think the mandates are ridiculous. We were all wrong in that just because you've had COVID, it doesn't mean you're going to be completely immune. Once we saw people who had COVID still come down with Omicron, it meant that, you know, natural immunity can wane as well. So we all got a lesson and Omicron taught it to us. So where do we go from here? Well, as we've said from the beginning, we need to approach this as we're not going to eradicate COVID. I think even Fauci has now finally said, let me see if I could get his quote. I think Fauci finally said we're not going to eradicate COVID. All right, COVID is going to be something pretty similar to flu, where it just comes every year. And we don't want it to come every year. I'd love for it to mutate and get weaker and weaker, and maybe it will. I mean, maybe we won't have it forever, but, and let me see if I could get Fauci's quote. Oh, I don't think we're going to eradicate COVID. That was his big quote. Okay, and then no way we're going to eradicate this. Okay, so he's even now double downing. January 12th, he said COVID-19 will never be eradicated. Well, then, great. Can we stop the mandates? Can we stop forcing people to get a vaccine who might not want it? Mind you, the vaccine helps. Again, that's why I am not anti-vax. I got the vaccine. I believe the vaccine is preventing hospitalization and death. But I also believe that somebody who had COVID will have a level of natural immunity that's even better than the vaccine immunity. Because as I taught you guys all, vaccine immunity is only the B cell component. In order for you to get the T cell memory, you need that is exposure. But as I've also said many times, if there is a public official that says, hey, guys, go and get it naturally, they would be in so much trouble because somebody getting COVID could sadly die. And if at all we're giving the impression of, oh, yeah, natural immunity is better, go get it on purpose, and you die, that doctor loses their license. That public official loses their job. Fauci's not going to want to give up his $400,000 a year salary by saying, look, guys, natural immunity is going to be the best thing for you. And he can't say that because even, you know, people who have gotten COVID still got sick with Omicron. So, you know, I want to give you guys the real science. I don't like narratives. I don't like the fact, like with ivermectin, everybody wants to vilify it and say it's useless because Trump brought it up. And there are people hoping this study out of the University of Minnesota shows it fails. People are hoping so that it doesn't prove Trump right. Guys, just get over it. The science is going to evolve. If the University of Minnesota study does come out saying, look, guys, you know, we are seeing a mild to moderate effect of this where it is, an adjunct. It could possibly be, it could possibly play a role in the COVID fight. Then that's good news. Now people are like, oh, man, they're going to reinstate Trump. Well, you know what? You guys shouldn't have done that to anybody who was suggesting that we study these drugs more. A study in August of 2021 looked at repurposed medications and their role against SARS-CoV-2. It was published in the American Journal of Therapeutics. Now, they looked at databases and studies. They did a meta-analysis of 15 trials, and they found that ivermectin reduced risk of death compared with no ivermectin. They concluded that moderate certainty evidence finds that large reductions in COVID deaths are possible using ivermectin. So let's study the sucker or allow people to use it, sign a consent. Why the hell not? Now, I did meet a doctor that did say that ivermectin threw somebody into kidney failure. Now, I want to make sure that if we do recommend a medication, that it doesn't obviously impair function. Especially with the kidneys. And so they're saying ivermectin in a study in rats did show that it could compromise kidney and liver integrity. But keep in mind also Paxlovid, the Pfizer drug, you have to be very careful in somebody with liver damage or liver issues. So any of these drugs, you need to be careful in somebody who could have a vulnerable liver or a vulnerable kidney. You know, it's... that's just sadly par for the course. Your cholesterol medication, you have to be careful with liver. When you drink, you're not supposed to be drinking alcohol if you have a vulnerable liver. So, you know, the ivermectin trial, natural immunity, anybody suggesting that we look at the science and we have an open mind to the evolving science is actually doing it right. Anybody saying, oh, no, you know, all the data is negative. Not all the data is negative. I'm looking at data that's not negative. Or natural immunity is, you just have to get the vaccine. They're not being very open-minded or smart. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices and inflation continue to hurt everyday Americans, the Commerce Secretary says the United States is the only economy in the world that's stronger now than before the pandemic. Gina Raimondo noting the nation's economy is seeing its best growth in nearly 40 years.
It's really important that we take a second to realize that this is great news and this is, you know, very strong economy.
Her comments come after it was announced the country's fourth quarter GDP increased by 6.9% compared to last year. Retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is appearing with President Biden at the White House. The liberal justice is stepping down after nearly three decades on the high court. This is USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News. A COVID-19 vaccine requirement kicks in today for millions of healthcare workers in about half of the United States.
The COVID-19 mandate will start in the states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said it won't immediately resort to penalties for health facilities that have a plan to try to achieve full compliance by their staff. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ford Motor Company will stop taking orders for their 2022 Maverick pickups starting today. The stay-on orders will continue until summer when the 2023 model goes into production. Consumer demand has been high for the Ford truck that has a starting price of under $20,000. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay. So, who's left to still get a COVID vaccine? Well, who's left are still little young ones. So, there has been a lot of, I guess, anticipation from parents that want to vaccinate their babies and their toddlers to COVID. There's also been a lot of fear by parents, and I hear both sides. Some cannot wait for the vaccine to come out. They want to get that kid their vaccine, be able to relax and be done. Others are like, oh gosh, take your time, because if these schools are mandating it, like in California, I got to make a decision whether to vaccinate my kid or pull my kid out of school. But one thing that is now making parents just a little bit more on edge is it's not a one and done. It wasn't a one and done for the adults. It's not a one and done for a kid. But not only does it take two shots, it maybe takes three. And that's not a one-and-done three-shot series. Kids with their boosters might also need multiple rounds. So as Dr. Fauci yesterday in a White House meeting said, look, guys, you know, there's probably going to be a three-dose series. That's where the data is looking like. And we spoke about that, too, when we got the original data from Pfizer. Some parents are like, okay, walk me through this. And as a physician, I do worry that parents, this might be the straw that breaks the camel's back when it comes to vaccines. And some parents might say, you know what? I'm out. So kids get at least 29 shots, not including what they get with flu. Already 28, about 28 shots in their childhood, 28 injections. And it's something we've been doing for years. And for the most part, these kids are doing fantastic. They get their polio, they get their Hib, they get their Prevnar, they get their varicella, they get their tetanus, you know, hepatitis A, hepatitis B. I'm a fan of pediatric vaccines. I get when a parent goes, whoa, it's a lot of shots you're sticking into my kid. I get that. Trust me, I felt that same way with my kids. And I was like, oh, God, his poor little leg. You know, you do worry. Because their immune system, you know, is you know, young and immature. And they have, you know, innate immunity and then this adaptive immunity that we talked about in terms of T cells as well as in the B cells, you know. And so I get it. But I got to tell you, man, polio scares the hell out of me. Having a family member who died of tetanus years ago, yeah, my kids get their tetanus shot. We do not mess around. And my kids get their yearly flu vaccine. So in our family, we vaccinate. But I do understand when a parent starts to be like, God, this is a lot of shots. I mean, these are a lot of shots. And so when COVID does come out for the youngest of the age group, a lot of the parents, even though they might be pro-vaccine, are they going to drag their kid in three times to get the first primary COVID series? So Dr. Fauci said, with regard to the clinical trials that are being done in children from 6 months to 24 months, and from 24 months through 4 years, as you probably know, the original data that was done determined if the doses that were given to those children reached what we call non-inferiority with a more adult or adolescent population. He said in the original data that was put forth, it looked like the dose and the regimen for the children who were 6 months to 24 months work well, but that the other dose or the other group from 24 months to 4 years did not reach that level of non-inferiority. He said, so the studies are continued. It looks like it'll be a 3-dose regimen. I don't think we can predict when we will see an EUA on that. I think Pfizer hopes it's going to be spring of 2020 of this year. He said, because the company is still putting the data before the FDA, and I certainly don't want to get ahead of the FDA because I'm not privy to the data, and even if I were, I wouldn't want to anticipate what the FDA would do. So back in December, if you remember, Pfizer reported some of the early results. They looked at the 6-month-old to 5-year-old. The vaccine, they said, had no safety concerns, but it did not produce the immunity in all the ages they hoped for. So the 2- to 4-year-olds were given 2-3 microgram doses 3 weeks apart. They did not produce the same antibody response as older children. The 6-month to 2 years did okay. They had a good immune response, but not the 2 to 4. And that's at toddler preschool age. The 5-year-olds get the 10 microgram dose. Those 12 on up receive the 30 microgram dose, which is what we get as grownups. For the Pfizer shots, everything was 3 weeks apart, between the first shot and the second shot. So Pfizer, back in December, said we're just going to add a 3rd dose. But we're going to test it in the 6-month to 5-year-old, and they're also going to test it on the 5 on up. Now, when is the 3rd dose given? So the 3rd dose is given 2 months after the second. So it's one shot, then 3 weeks later the second shot, then 4 weeks later the 3rd shot. I don't know how we doctors remember all this, but the parents are going to have to remember all this. That's what's going to be key. There's going to have to be apps and reminders. So when people talk about the vaccine for kids for COVID, a big argument that pro-vaccine people say, and public officials, and, you know, I've said it too, is, look, you know, you need multiple doses of your MMR. You need multiple doses of your hepatitis A, your HPV. And by the way, I'm sorry, the 28 vaccine number was before 4 to 5 years old. I'm not talking about teenagers or boosters. So before a child gets into kindergarten, they're getting 28 injections. Before flu shot, anything like that, okay? When, so we do series. These kids do get a lot of vaccines. However, a lot, it's a one and done. So, for example, when a child gets their MMR series, then it's done. When they get their 1 year, when they get their 4 year, it's done. When they get their hepatitis B, 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, it's done. So with the COVID, where there's going to be that little bit of that challenge is the parents are going to bring them in for their three shots and then go, whew, we're done. We're not. Just like a lot of you that got your second dose of the vaccine, you're like, all right, I did both. I got through it okay. I didn't feel too good, but I got through it. I'm whew, done. And then you were told, no, you're probably going to get a booster. The more somebody has to come back in for another shot, the more you see people drop off. Look at how we see booster hesitancy. Not a lot of people are getting their boosters. Same thing with pediatric vaccines. So as of January 19th, the CDC said 8 million U.S. children aged 5 to 11 received one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. That represented 28% of 5 to 11-year-olds. 5.3 million U.S. children are fully vaccinated, meaning they got two shots, representing 19% of 5 to 11-year-olds. They say child vaccination rates vary widely across states, ranging from 12% of the children to 61%. So if there's going to be this lackluster response or lack of enthusiasm, the government's going to mandate. A lot of parents are like, do we want the government to mandate the COVID vaccine being new? Now, people ask, well, what are some of the side effects? Well, some of the VAERS data in kids age 5 to 11, most events were non-serious, but maybe 2.4% were serious. They say the median age of those with serious events was 9 years old. 61% were among males. 100 reports were fever, vomiting, increased troponin, which is inflammation of the heart. 12 reports were seizure. One child fainted. Another child, I guess, had two had febrile seizures. One child had a history of seizures. And then there was the myocarditis. Myocarditis is the inflammation of the heart. So it wasn't a lot, but these are side effects. Now, we know vaccination reduces the risk of hospitalization and death. That's why many of us support the vaccine. But according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, COVID deaths in young children range from 0% to 0.26%. So, you know, they are moving forward to get the vaccine out. But when we do get the three-dose series, parents are going to be like, well, then what? Do we have to do that every year? Is it three doses and then every 6 months? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 24 hours after the world knew about it, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has officially announced that he is going to end his term as a Supreme Court Justice this summer. And I get why people leaked it. I get why it became a headline now. There's a lot of pressure before the midterms, while the Democrats still have control of the Senate, to be able to have their choice in a Supreme Court pick. And it's been rumored that Justice Breyer was urged to retire earlier than he wanted to, as opposed to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who served until she died. And I don't know how much Stephen Breyer wanted to leave or not, but because of his age, he's, what, 86, I think? 83 or 86 years old. The Democrats wanted time to have that longevity, in a candidate. And so, you know, it's really interesting because with this whole thing, we have been very, very progressive and non-discriminatory when it comes to age, when it comes to race. And if you look at the headlines, you almost do a double take, you know, on, you know, Justice Stephen Breyer, you know, at the age, you know, is retiring. So Joe Biden could nominate a young black woman to, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, black women should have been nominated to the Supreme Court this whole time. I mean, you know, it took years for Clarence Thomas to be nominated. You know, we should have been, whoever was the best person for the job should have been nominated. And now President Joe Biden, and the big headline, and it's been, you know, it was brought up when he was campaigning, that if he gets a Supreme Court pick, it will be a black female. And on one end, that allows access to the Supreme Court that many black women have not had. On the other hand, it's insulting to women and black women that it takes a man to decree it, to say, look, this is going to happen because of me. Where if I was a contender, you know, I would say, you know, look, let, you know, I don't need you to say, look, in order to elevate my career, it's only going to happen without your decree and your, you know, saying, shall it be done. Let me throw my hat in the ring and show you I earned this without it being based on my having a vagina or my being black. That's what I, and so it just, I always just kind of cringe when somebody says, nope, it is only going to be a woman. I am only going to choose a woman, or I'm only going to choose a Latina, or I am only going to choose, you know, a person who's African American. You're like, you know, I mean, do we really in 2022 need, you know, a white male president to still, you know, make things happen for us? And so I get he's trying to be progressive, but in that manner, it makes us feel like the only way we get this is if a man helps us. You know, it was so frustrating for me when I was in medical school, you know, to prove that, you know, I got there not because I slept with anybody or not because the school in the 90s had to say, look, guys, we got to pick a girl. We have to pick a girl. Let's just look at the girls and pick one. My grades deserved it. My research, my community service, the fact that I worked, which means I was able to compete with men and women to get that spot. And it was an honor. But if anybody told me, yeah, you got it, because what we had to do was throw out half the applications and then narrow it down to be able to put your application under a microscope, I'd be like, no. Let me do this. No, let me go back and do it. Well, didn't G.I. Jane in that movie, remember G.I. Jane, Viggo Mortensen was all mean, and in order for her to be able to compete with the other SEALs or special ops, they had to give her an extra stool, they had to, and she's like, no, let me do this with like everybody else. Now, I don't know how practical, you know, that was, because I get, you know, we do have differences, but, you know, it's one of those things where I get you're trying to be progressive. You know, and it's nice. And I am shocked that we have not had a black Supreme Court female justice yet. But the fact that it has to be decreed, so shall it be written, so shall it be done, by the savior, Joe Biden, it puts us back decades. So, you know, hopefully things change where it'll always be an even playing field, because I get there's not a lot of African American female judges. And again, that could be years and years of oppression in the making that caused there to be, you know, not those opportunities. But get rid of the oppression and then let us compete. You know, I don't want to win an award, you know, because of how I look, you know, or who I am. Let me earn it. So, President Joe Biden, I guess hosted, Stephen Breyer and his wife, Stephen Breyer, Justice Stephen Breyer was nominated by, Bill Clinton. And Biden again reconfirmed that he is, that person is going to be the first black woman ever nominated to the Supreme Court. And it is. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be history in the making. It's just, it's like, you know, he had to decree it. It just, yeah. And so, for him to get a key endorsement from South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn, apparently Jim Clyburn had said, don't leave the stage without doing it. And that's when Biden had pledged that he was going to, you know, choose a black woman for the Supreme Court. So, you know, there are still multiple people that are, women in the running that are going to be, considered. And it's going to be a very interesting process. So basically, Joe Biden names his pick. Now, they're doing this now because they want the new Supreme Court justice on the bench by October when they come back from vacation. Democrats do hold the advantage. They have a 50-50 split chamber, but of course, Kamala Harris can break the tie. But usually, most presidents get their choice. So this you know, this shouldn't, you know, I hope they don't do to the new Supreme Court justice nominee what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, you know, and all the BS they did with it. You know, I hope that it's just going to be a classier sort of process. And so then the, according to Daily Mail, the first step in the process for the nominee to make visits to senators' offices, then the Senate Judiciary Committee will hold confirmation hearings, then the Senate will vote for or against the nominee's confirmation. Democrats, of course, will be expected to, you know, toe the line. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema are also expected to be yes votes, because, again, usually, and many Republicans will also vote yes, too, because most presidents do get their choice. If all Republican senators end up opposing, then Kamala Harris breaks the vote. And Republicans won't be able to filibuster the nominee because in 2017, they ended the filibuster rule for Supreme Court nominees, letting them advance to the final vote, and that's how they were able to get Trump's choice, Neil Gorsuch. So it'll be, it's also a distraction. With everything going on with Biden's presidency and the numbers and the inflation and all that, this, right now all everybody's talking about is the Supreme, it gave the news something else to talk about. I get why they did it, and it does make sense for the Democrats. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.